A lot of us spent time grumbling through January over all the snow we had to shovel. Unfortunately, the snow and ice actually claimed a life in Park City last weekend. See, a Midway man was cleaning windows in Old Town Friday when hundreds of pounds of snow and ice broke free from a roof. It all fell on him on Saturday. John Henry died at the hospital. That unfortunate accident sheds light on a lingering danger, something dubbed urban avalanches. Park City Police Captain Phil Kirk is joining me now live on the KSL Newsline. First of all, thank you for taking the time. This clear weather over the weekend had a lot of us outside. But can that sunshine deceive people?
Absolutely, Jeff. You know, we've had over 10 feet of snowfall, at least in Park City, in the last month. And we're talking about not only an avalanche report looking out for the careful of avalanche danger in the backcountry, but also even maybe in your backyard. You just got to be super careful now.
Is there a safe way to clear all the snow, the gigantic blocks of ice, even those icicles that hang from the gutters? Is there a safe way to get rid of all that?
Well, it can be a dangerous activity, removing snow. So we suggest you get and hire a qualified design professional and maybe contact a local building authority to get their advice. But it can be dangerous. That stuff is super dense. I mean, for example, if you try driving into that with your car, it's going to be like hitting a cement wall. So you can imagine something like that coming down on top of you. It could cause some serious injury, if not like we had this last weekend, a death.
In Park City, do you see a lot of people climbing up onto their own rooftops to make things right?
We do. You know, there's the snow load out there is so heavy that I think they're trying to make sure that they don't cause damage to their roof. And so they're getting up there removing snow. And, you know, again, that's very hazardous, and I would suggest you hire a qualified professional.
So your opinion is it's just not do-it-yourself work, even though it seems like it must be so easy. Get up there, shovel, brush, done. No.
No, you know, you really should have some, like, harness system and the right kind of equipment. Of course, you got to make sure below where where the snow is going to fall off, snow and ice, because we really got ice problems, too, that there's nothing there, nobody down there that can be injured or damaged. And so it's a lot more to it than it looks like it might be to the average homeowner.